It's very nervous to talk about this right now.
Oh, don't really? Be nervous.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. This is like real, like, this is weird for me. Because we're not experts at this.
No.
But we're watching what's happening, and it seems kind of weird. I'm like, I don't even know if we're supposed to be talking about it. Because you tried to post it, and the building blocked it.
Yeah. Not only did it block it, but every time I try to find it, it's been kicked off of Facebook and all these other pages.
So what are we talking about?
All right, so here's the deal. Somebody sent me.
You have to whisper the whole time?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody sent me something yesterday, which they were like, you got to see this, like, link. And this person is, I don't want to say their name because apparently it's a serious thing. Mm. So they sent me this, and the story says on the website, and the website was Breitbart.
Mm-hmm.
And the website says Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, all censor viral videos of doctors' Capitol Hill coronavirus press conference.
Yep.
So there's this press conference that's going on, and all these doctors from around the globe. Mm-hmm. Have a press conference at Capitol Hill, and they had a message that they wanted to get out. And apparently all of the mediums that are out there that are popping as far as getting word out are blocking it.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, that's shocking for me because I don't, like, you know, that's crazy.
That happens.
So when you hear what they're saying, it's like, okay, like, I know we got nurses who listen to us, mm-hmm. and we got doctors who listen to us, you know, I mean, at least some of the ones that got C's. So this is strange. So this is what one of the doctors said. Check this out.
Thank you, Simone, and thank you all for being here today. I'm Dr. Bob Hamilton. I'm a pediatrician from Santa Monica, California. I've been in private practice there for 36 years. And today I have good news for you. The good news is that children, as a general rule, are taking this virus very, very well. Few are getting infected. Those who are getting infected are being hospitalized in low numbers. And fortunately, the mortality rate of children is about 0.25%. So kids are tolerating the infection very frequently. They're actually asymptomatic. I also want to say that children are not the drivers of this pandemic. People were worried about initially if children were going to actually be the ones to push the infection along. The very opposite is happening. Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents. They're not passing it on to their teachers. Dr. Mark Woolhouse from Scotland, who is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist, said the following. He said, there has not been one documented case of COVID being transferred from a student to a teacher in the world.
Wow.
In the world. I think
that's a lot. That's a lot.
That goes against everything they've been telling
us. I'm more so worried about the kids getting it from a teacher, but that's the only different thing. But this is like a mouth full of what he said.
Well, they're saying that kids aren't contracting it, though.
Well, but it's saying that he just talked about kids giving it to teachers.
Well, the first part was he was saying that the infection rate between kids is super low. Right.
Yeah.
So they're not getting
kid.
It. Well, kid from wherever. They're just not getting it. It's bouncing off of them, basically.
All right. Well, that was, he was 36 years in the game.
Yeah.
Sacramento doctor.
All right.
Okay, then the lady showed up.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor from Nigeria just had my mouth open all night. I was like, whoa. So, what? I mean, I don't even know. Like, again, they might. If we go off the air and go to, like, static or something like that, just know it was dim. Dim after us. Because that's what the lady says on this. She's at Capitol Hill, and part of her speech was, I know they're going to try and kill me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
There's already like a smear campaign against her. After I Googled her, they're already basically talking about taking her license and all kinds of things.
And that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she had to say. This is crazy. Again, this is something that has been blocked on all of the sites that are out there. Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter. They're censoring this viral videos of this doctor's press conference on coronavirus at the Capitol Hill steps. This is what she had to say.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stella Emmanuel. I'm a primary care physician in Houston, Texas. You know, I actually went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes,
patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87-year-olds. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did in under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, that is the national NIH, National Institute of Health.
Yeah.
They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID. You will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works. I'm upset. Why I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in. I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them, it's going to be okay. You're going to leave. And we treat them and they leave. None has died. So if some fake science, some person sponsored by all these fake pharma companies comes and say, oh, we've done studies and they found out that it doesn't work, I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. I want to know who is behind it. Because there is no way I can treat 350 patients and counting and nobody is dead and they all did better. And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people and it didn't work. I'm a true testimony. So I came here to Washington, D.C., to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zitromax. I know you people want to talk about mask. Hello? You don't need mask. There is a cure.
Okay.
All right.
And that's why it got taken down.
Yes.
Oh, right there. They took them down.
They're saying that these doctors, that why they're taking them down is because they're making false claims.
And you also have to remember that these...
So these are false. This isn't true what
they're
saying.
That's what Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that's why they've removed... I cannot find this anywhere, but I did find a link to it. So if you would like to watch this video, just go to wild941.com.
It's a much longer, so it's a whole long thing.
And
you posted all of it up.
I have it all up. Just hit Orlando in the freak show, just go to wild941.com.
And when we talk about everybody's taking
fast,
it down,
they're gonna take it down.
But remember when you say everybody's taking it down, everybody is owned by the same small handful of companies, just like Google owns YouTube. Boom, it'll taken down. Just like Facebook and Instagram, boom, they're taken down. So when you go against what is supposed to be the narrative and the talking points, like she said, a cure, or like she said, we have a treatment with hydroxychloroquine.
I haven't lost, but if you say you haven't lost three, because that, can't you confirm that? Like, can't they look at that and say, hey, you're a doctor in Houston, you haven't lost 350 people. Like, you've had 350 people you've had and you fixed them up. So that should be that's almost like, wouldn't that be a case study?
Yeah, that's something that you could.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, at least.
That's what they're saying.
Refute the evidence. Is it true? Is it false?
So you're going to take them down. So you can't go to Capitol Hill and say your opinion based off of 350 cases. Because you got to have more. Like, how do we devalue her?
Well,
because she used the word cure.
I guess that's. That's probably a point of contention for them. I respect the fact that she came there with all these other doctors behind her, with her full name, and it's like, this is where I'm at, this is where I'm from, and
so you can authenticate what she's saying.
Right.
It's just this is an interesting, they're obviously saying it's not a theory, but for us, I mean, we're not doctors. We're just looking at all this information.
We're not experts of it. We're masters of many and experts of nothing.
But we see this.
We talk about stuff all the time. Like, right. Somebody just said, this is so dangerous. dangerous because people are going to believe the nonsense that they are saying and people are going to die from this. Now, I'm saying that they're taking this down and I don't see it as combustive.
Mm.
I see it as somebody saying, these are my experiences.
It's very interesting.
Like, and as a person who doesn't know this stuff to be true,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, let's put it out there so we can see, is this a true statement? Because
mm-hmm.
all we see is what the news. Remember when the infectious disease, you weren't here then, you were on break. When we had Dr. Belush, and I asked them, what do they think when they see the news that we get? And they said, we don't read that.
Mm.
And I was like, what do you mean? You know, like, I'm saying Dr. Fauci, like, when he's talking, how do y'all, they're like, we don't see those reports. We get ours from a different source. We don't look at it because whatever you look at, it has a slant.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay. So all of the news we claim we got has been disseminated to us.
Of course.
By some sort of version of people. And the geniuses ain't even watching. So I'm like, okay, this is different.
And there's a group of people also that will not value the opinion of a doctor who's not an American doctor. That'll be like one of the things that like, oh, well, where did she go to college?
That happens all the time.
Yeah, he did that to the president.
It happens all the time. But at the same time, our numbers are categorically worse than anywhere.
Yeah.
So there's other places that are doing a good job at trying to contain this.
Well, I mean, somebody out of the 941 just wrote, kids are definitely getting it. My 14-year-old was positive and down bad. So that's
we've seen reports that kids are getting it. Not a lot.
There's a 9-year-old who passed away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people who quickly will say, well, it was a pre-existing condition or it was something that, you know, was futile. She's saying that all these pre-existing conditions that she's seen, treating it the way she treats it, you know, they haven't lost anything.
And that sounds like it's its own sample group there.
But maybe that is the irresponsible part if people aren't you. Because I thought that drug that she was talking about wasn't endorsed by the FDA.
I'm not sure.
Or they had stopped.
Not for that. Hydroxychloroquine has been used for malaria for a really long time.
And arthritis.
And honestly, I was talking to a physician the other day, and he was telling me that all of his doctors are doing the same thing that she said she does. They take small doses of hydroxychloroquine more as a preventative than a treatment.
A prophylactic, she called it.
But I think it gets muddy when you start to use that as a treatment for COVID, which isn't an intended use for it yet.
And so her saying cure probably is like a dangerous thing. Because I stopped it after she said cure. I was like, wait, we got crazy.
But that's her opinion.
But you can't say cure as an opinion, right?
Well, she's a doctor. That's her opinion. Because they're practicing medicine.
In her experience, it's cured for what she's saying. It's cured all of her patients.
Yeah.
Is it a blanket cure for the world? That remains to be seen.
We don't know.
But
So is that listed as irresponsible then? Is that why they're
taking
it down? Because it's not been studied. So to say that would be...
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's being taken down? It's not being taken down for a conspiracy. It's been taken down because you can't say that yet?
I mean, you can't say that yet because it hasn't been proven yet. But yeah,
we're getting a lot of text coming in right now. Hydroxychloroquine has been studied by multiple areas and proven that it doesn't help COVID. It's been looked at. The world is looking for anything to help squash the virus. It's what is saying is true. If what she's saying is true, then she should have the data to back it up. And she doesn't, which is the red flag that they're saying.
Right. And that's why this has been taken down.
But wouldn't, you know, just to play devil's advocate, wouldn't the 300 patients that she claims to have treated and successfully gotten rid of the COVID, wouldn't that be proof in itself?
Yeah, of course.
A small, you know, handful of people.
It's still a small study because you can't move the world off of 350 people, but it would be a good start.
Yeah. You know? And a lot of these studies have been wrong. There's been a lot of these studies that have come out and then a little while later have proven to be untrue or proven that it wasn't 100% accurate.
Somebody out of the 813 said the guy never said, the guy doctor before the female doctor spoke, he said the guy never said kids don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
He said they get it at much lower numbers.
Yeah, the percentage was very low.
0.5 of 1%.
Well,
so that does mean that they can. It just, it, you know, it's very competitive. Somebody said, I can't hear you guys. I think we're still on the air. We're here. Hello. With many different underlying conditions, he survived. I mean, there are a lot of people who are writing in saying that, Orlando, I sent you a video of Mark Zuckerberg in court being forced by a judge to take down all the stuff these doctors just said. I got my info from a person of high power here in Florida.
See, there's a lot
outside of the 419.
I get that. There's just so much information out there. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, we'll find out that that wasn't true or that is true. Something's proven and then not proven.
Somebody else just says 614 said she's using three different things. Mm-hmm. Maybe those things in combination of the three is what she's having success with, and not just the one. She said zinc.
Hydroxychloroquine.
She said, and Zeph something.
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills water. That's what she said. She said, I'm fitting with zinc and with something in Zephyr Hills. That's what she said. Let's see here. Right.
So I came here to Washington, D.C. to tell America patients and counting, and nobody is dead. I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. So if some fake science, I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them, it's going to be okay. You're going to leave. And we treat them and they leave. None has died.
All right. So she's saying, I mean, it sounds very official with the rolling of the R's and all.
Yeah. Who would benefit the most from like high numbers, from not being able to find a treatment or a cure? Or anything like that. Is there any financial gain there for, I don't know, big pharma, for the hospitals, for the government?
No, because who makes this drug? I would think whoever we made it would be popular.
What about for the hospitals?
What do you mean?
Oh, the financial aspect of, right. Well, the hospitals get paid.
Is there an underlying reason why it would be in their best interest to not report negatives to kind of?
Well, they're investigating those hospitals now because they kept giving out positives.
Right.
And then and somebody said it was something about the percentage of paying. Like, if it's a COVID thing.
They get a lot more from the insurance companies.
A whole bunch of money from the insurance
companies. Way more from the insurance
companies.
Right,
like 100% paid out and versus like 40 or something if it's just a natural something.
It's one of those things.
But is that a different argument?
Well, I think it's a similar argument that it might be in people's best interest for disinformation with the cures and with the tests, and to withhold numbers and withhold if things are improving.
Right.
Or, you know, all we hear is the amplification of how bad it's getting. We never hear the good part of it. We never hear, yo, there might be a breakthrough here. We never hear about boosting your immune system or things like that. It's like a fear campaign is being pushed on us.
That's what they opened it up with the goofy lady. I skipped her because she wasn't too good.
You ever taken a Z-Pack or anything like that before where you're good? And that's the last thing she was talking about. So
a Z-Pack? That's what she said?
Mm-hmm. But okay. Those three things mixed together, she said that, you know, those people have improved. And don't no longer have the coronavirus.
Like you hear all these stories about somebody who got in a motorcycle accident and they list it as a COVID death. And
yeah,
all
everybody
of these
keeps pointing to that one person.
Because
I heard about the person that lost their lower half, and then they were like, "Yo, the person like died." Because somebody told me that there's 36 symptoms, and if you have two of them, they are allowed to list you as COVID. So, like, if you die and you have a fever, that's one of the symptoms of COVID.
Well, that's common.
So, if you have two, and they said apparently when you die, you immediately get a fever because your body's going through a turmoil of you dying.
Mm.
So, it's trying to fight.
So, there's
whatever.
One.
Whatever. So, you got one. And then if the other happens to be you had something else that's on the list, they can list you as COVID. Like there was somebody told me that there was a doctor, a very successful doctor who just passed away recently, and they tried to put COVID on his death certificate. And his wife was like, I will spend every bit of the money I got left to me to fight y'all if y'all don't take that off my husband's like death certificate or something. So some sort of argument that it was explained to me. So I can't tell you specifics on it. It was just something that was told to me. But I don't know what the benefit of it is, but a lot of people are being listed as such and maybe not apropos.
Yeah, it's all very interesting.
This is all like people are like, well, why are y'all talking about this? It's like when it hit, I honestly thought it was weird that all these lab coats was out here.
Right. Press conference.
Talking And then everybody kept taking it down. I'm like, well, at least get it out there so you can hear it. I'm not telling anybody what to do with their treatment because, I mean, y'all see me. I'm donating plasma. I'm mm-hmm. doing everything that I can do to try and help. But also the dissemination information because we're all weighing taking kids back to school. Watching that meme that everybody keeps putting around saying they done zoomed in on the conference about school because mm-hmm. it's dangerous, but yet y'all gonna take my kids to school. Like, so finding information like this is important. And of course, vetting it because we got doctors and nurses, RNs, and folks that listen to the show. If they're hearing something that may not sound right, that would be a great time to tell us so we could like share that as well.
We'll also keep you up on something that's going viral. You may see this, you may have seen it yesterday and not now.
Yeah.
Now you know why.
There's a lot of texts that are coming in about this.
These numbers might be a little off, but they're more like estimates. But it's saying that hospitals get about $13,000 for a death of a patient, where it's about $39,000 if it was COVID related. So there is a financial benefit for them.
What the hell is on your Google? Jesus.
You'll
be over there in the war games type of situation. Somebody said an election year has something to do with it. Other person says out of the 352 kids handle the virus better than adults. I watched an entire conference last night. These physicians break everything down and also follow the money. I'm a nurse, and I believe this doctor, to answer Davi, Gilead is making the money on remdesivir. Remdesivir.
Okay.
Remdesivir is the other drug.
Okay.
So it's a beef between the drugs. We East Coast, West Coast on the drugs.
Pharma? Big pharma?
Remdesivir versus hydroxychloroquine.
That's all
Harlequin.
We have a text. It says, my uncle died of lung cancer in April. Last December, his doctor told him he had about 5 months to live. But his death certificate says that it was COVID, even though he was never tested. My mom is currently in a battle with the hospital and the state to get it changed. She is losing.
Oh, my God.
So they get to decide.
Like they I didn't even said. Test them. They just looked at
the symptoms.
Look at the list.
If you got two of the 36 symptoms, they can say you had.
That's scary.
And then get the so they get a bigger benefit.
Potentially. Allegedly.
Wow. Heard the same thing about the money hospitals making bank listing deaths of COVID. My brother-in-law died of a heart attack. They tried to say he died of COVID.
So now you can't even really believe these numbers, can you?
And they're saying that they're reported way too high.
I don't know if you have a choice, man. It's they start giving us numbers. We have a choice. DJs.
You definitely have a choice.
I mean, but where else you going to get numbers from?
What you're going to believe and what you're not is totally up to you.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, us sitting in the DJ booth.
Because we're listening to case after case of these numbers being faulty. We read reports from major credible news organizations saying that they are reporting 100% positives.
Somebody just said, we can't hear you right now. Are you serious? Because they're like, y'all are being censored. We can't hear you.
Stop.
Are you serious?
No.
I mean, can you hear me? Hello?
I mean, maybe the app, maybe.
Really? You really think that we got taken down?
No.
Because there are a lot of people who are texting that right now. Somebody
out
of 321 is saying it. Somebody else just said y'all are being censored right now, and that's out of the 757, so these are much different.
No, I don't believe it.
I don't know.
Are you nervous? You sound like you're nervous now.
I'm just like, no, I don't. I've never been censored before. Like, I mean, really, what we're having a conversation, like, how would they censor me? That shocks me.
We got a text that said, I talked to an ICU nurse friend of mine. He said that someone was there due to a motorcycle accident but happened to test positive for COVID, so they still counted the bed as a COVID bed.
Okay, so that's the accident that everybody keeps quoting.
Well, this is a different situation because the one that everybody keeps quoting, that person passed away.
Everyone says that they can hear us just fine, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right. Listen, they were throwing me off. I had to ask. I mean, like, all them texts start coming in like, y'all being censored. I'm like, shut up. That's crazy.
Although we wouldn't be surprised.
I would totally be surprised. Like, we've talked about a lot of things on this show. We ain't never got taken off. So I would think that would be really weird for them to take us off because the Nigerian lady started talking about cures. Like, listen, I'm not telling anybody to be irresponsible. I got a mask sitting right to my left. We use them here. We have to. That's a part of our work schedule here. We wipe down and do all these things. But we still are in the search to try and figure out what's going on. Like, and this... That's why I said this is weird to have this conversation because there was no ha-ha or no, hey, let's swing it to the audience for the comment. Like, it was not. It was really just in a conversation. Because we're trying to figure out what the hell.
Right.
One more text. It's out the 813. I have a compromised immune system due to lupus, and I have been on hydroxychloroquine for about 7 years. I work with the public, and I don't wear a mask. I have been exposed to COVID multiple times and have tested negative.
See?
What? Well, I mean, now, wait, we have somebody in on the hall that takes Harley Quinn.
Really? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. Mason takes it because he has an arthritic thing that they treat it for. And I remember when he saw it on his prescription, he's like, hey, this is the drug that they've been talking about. So he's now, he's been walking around with an S on his chest because he's like, I can't get it. So that's why he don't want to wear a mask because he got the goods in him.
Right.
And whatever.
Regardless of how you feel about it, I think one of the problems with hydroxychloroquine is that it's been politicized now. Ever since the president came out and mentioned it, then the people split into that's the cure or there's no way this guy's an idiot. So it kind of takes the conversation into a different way.
Didn't they say he like owned hydroxychloroquine?
I don't.
Or somebody said something about like they maybe that was part of the fake news. Because when he started mentioning it, talking about it, he's like, hey, I'm taking it.
Right.
And then they were like, well, are you taking it? Because, like, where are you getting it? Like, who's prescribing it? You know, and he's like, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, kind of left it alone or whatever.
We got another text in. I'm a local ER nurse. If we get a cardiac arrest come in and it's an older patient from a nursing home and they pass away, they automatically get marked COVID. Most times because they don't do an autopsy because of age.
So you just say it just because they're from the old place, the older house?
Well, and it's a pandemic. It's, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah, that just seems kind of crazy.
Yes, they're not testing them before they actually write that down.
When she started talking about, like, they was going to kill her, though, like, she would die or something, and I was like, you know, I'm going to make sure I hit that part.
And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people, and fools? No, you don't need people to be locked down. There is prevention and there is a cure. And let me tell you something. All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, quit sounding like a computer, double-blinded. I don't know whether your chips are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists, we have plastic surgeons, we have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die, you're like the good Nazi, the good what, the good Germans that watch Jews get killed and you do not speak up. If they come after me, they threaten me. They've threatened to, I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the boards. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care.
So she talking like she know we about to get canceled.
I believe her.
You just believe her because she sounds like you. Like, that's
I believe
it.
I hear the passion in
her
voice.
Yeah, I do too.
What motivation does she have to lie? She's telling her.
I don't know. I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying, but the way you just immediately went.
I believe her.
When she was like, let me tell you something. When she said Sanjay Gupta, when she said Dr. Gupta, you started smiling big.
Well, he's always like, on TV.
You just want the angle of the argument. Like, you're like, ooh, she gave him some smoke.
Right. But she brings up very valid points. These people are on TV all day, every day, just recycling things from the World Health Organization, but have no real in the field experience. This lady's saying, I have 300 people that I have treated successfully. I take that with, you know, I take that as more weight than what Sanjay Gupta report that he may have read.
Oh, he does so like TV, by the way.
It's just freaky,
I always
man.
See his ass
it's
on
just,
TV.
I mean, I just, like, I always just gave people credit. Like, you mess around and get up on Fox or CNN. And you start talking that talk. I'm like, oh, man, this person got it.
You're official.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. We knew when Prince died, people were on CNN telling stuff. And we were like, that ain't true. But we gave them credit because we like, they must know more than we know because they're on TV.
But it's different, though, because Big Pharma is one of the biggest sponsors of these networks. So now once you start to go against something that your sponsors, one of the biggest check cutters that you have, says and believes, now you're a liability. Somebody like this lady, she's not beholden to any sponsors or any networks.
So
she's
we got to look for this lady. This lady, this if something happened to her, if she get in a car accident or something, we going to...
She gets suicided.
She going to get Jeffrey Epstein.
God.
No, for real? Like, damn.
She says she's already got death threats. She's already been threatened. But that's very interesting. She doesn't have any connections to anybody else. She's just there taking care of her patients, and she just wants to get the information out there.
That's crazy.
This is what she's trying to do for everybody else.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, the texts are going absolutely crazy. Like I said, this wasn't one of the ha-has. This was us just saying, hey, this came out. The whole video is up on wild941.com. If you want to check it out, because they keep taking it down on the other ones. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but at least we know we're still on air.
Right. Yeah, for now.
For now. That's all we can say. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.